Amy, I don't understand. Are we broken up or not? It's like you can't make up your mind.
It's because you're not giving me any space to think.
Well, you should think fast, because men can sire offspring their entire lives, but those eggs you're toting around have a sell-by date.
You know what, Sheldon? You've made this really easy. You're immature. You're selfish. You just insulted me to my face. I don't need any more time to think. We're broken up.
Amy. Will someone take me home?
Yeah, come on, I'll give you a ride.
Symbolizes your eternal love. I now pronounce you husband and wife.
We did it!
I'm so glad you guys could watch.
I'll say it was beautiful in the comment section.
I believe I'm supposed to carry you across the threshold.
Can you?
Who do you think carries Sheldon to bed when he falls asleep in front of the TV?
Okay, let's do it. You gonna make it?
I'm okay.
Nicely done.
Oh, thank you. Finally, there's a Mrs. Hofstetter who isn't disappointed in me.
Oh, well, the night is still young.
Everything all right?
Yeah, I guess.
Just tell me.
It's just when we were kissing, I couldn't help but picture you with that other girl.
Oh, no, no, come on. I have a friend in you. You said so.
Right. Just forget it.
Okay, listen. If you're imagining that it was sexy, it wasn't. We were both drunk, and she smelled like an ashtray. The boat was moving a lot, so I chipped her tooth.
Did you feel guilty?
Well, she had dental insurance.
Did you feel guilty after kissing her?
Yes. I felt guilty as soon as it happened. I feel guilty every time I see her.
What do you mean, every time you see her?
What do I mean? Boy, that's a toughie.
You still see her?
Well, no, not socially, but, you know, just at work.
You work with her? How could you not tell me that?
I wanted to tell you in the car, but you told me to stop talking.
Oh, okay, so you're saying this is my fault?
No, of course not. Okay, look, instead of fighting, why don't we dim the lights, get naked, and make a baby? Just trying to lighten the mood. It's not easy, you try it.
Hello, Mother.
Shelly, how's my baby doing?
I just wanted to let you know that you can remove Amy from your nightly prayers. Yeah, unless you're open to praying for a beehive to fall on her head.
Oh, what's going on?
She broke up with me.
Oh, Shelly.
I'll be okay. But I think that I'd like to send the ring back to you.
Well, let's not be hasty. Are you sure it's over for good?
It's over for me. I'm done with women. Like when I swore off Pop Rocks, they both hurt you on purpose.
You want to tell me what happened?
Are you going to say it's all part of God's plan?
Good chance.
Then no thank you.
Well, honey, don't send it back yet. Your sister's married, and I'm not letting your brother give my grandmother's ring to that whore he's dating.
Wasn't Mary Magdalene a woman of ill repute?
When your idiot brother redeems mankind, he can date whoever he wants.
Hurts now, but it's gonna get better.
Yeah, everything's gonna be okay.
You've got so much to offer.
Thank you.
Any man would be lucky to have you.
That's true.
Just hope I did the right thing.
I'm sure you did. Maybe that's the problem. You always do the right thing. Maybe it's time to do the wrong thing.
Like you're doing right now.
Exactly.
I asked you over and over if you were okay. Why would you go through with the wedding if you weren't?
I thought I was okay, but it turns out I'm not.
Okay, you know, listen, I may not have been entirely faithful, but you are not easy to lift.
Wow. Well, marriage must agree with you. You are just glowing.
I'm not glowing. I'm upset.
Well, whatever it is, it agrees with you. Knock, 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 Penny. Knock, 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 Penny. Knock, 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 Penny.
What's this?
Leonard told me what happened, so I took it upon myself to make you a hot beverage.
Oh, that's so sweet of you.
Yeah, I know. Turns out, being sweet isn't enough to keep a girl these days. I blame Madonna.
Sorry to hear about you and Amy.
No, I'm sorry about Leonard. Thought I raised him better than that.
You know, it's bad enough what happened, but then he tried to hide the fact that he sees her all the time at the university.
He does? Who is it?
Some girl named Mandy.
Mandy Chow?
Yeah.
Oh, well, you don't need to worry about her. She's brilliant and attractive. She can do way better than Leonard.
That's great.
Wait a minute. I know this may sound far-fetched, but I'm on the market now. You know, if I dated Mandy, that would teach both Leonard and Amy a lesson.
All right, that's ridiculous.
Oh, you're right. I could never be with a woman whose self-esteem was so low she'd be with Leonard.
I'm with Leonard.
Yeah, I know. Forever. Who would have believed these things would happen to us?
Right? No, I can't believe Amy actually went through with it.
Hang on. You knew that she was going to end it with me? Did you try and stop her?
Like, told her to be true to herself and do what makes her happy.
Do what makes her happy? She plays the harp and her car is paid for. How much happier can she be?
It's not my fault that she thought you were a bad boyfriend.
I see. Think I'll be going?
Just hold in.
No. We are done here. Would you mind opening the door and then angrily slamming it behind me? Thank you. And slam it hard, because I'm pretty steamed.
All right, Leonard, hang in there. Talk to you tomorrow.
What happened? They just got married.
I don't know. It's a mess. They had a huge fight in Vegas.
Think they'll break up?
I don't know. Sounds pretty bad. Penny's back in her apartment all by herself.
Really?
Would you like to hear another reason why men are better than women?
Sure, let's make it an even 100.
You would never kiss me and make me say I love you and then break up with me?
I wouldn't.
And you know why? Because you're a